ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. It's a beautiful Ramanavami day today. Actually, Navaratri, Ashtami, Navami. So just think of Rama. Once we'll start a class with Rama. Okay? Because Rama, the very word Rama has been derived from the root Ram. Ramate iti Ramaha. Swasmin Ramate iti Ramaha. One who revels in one's own self is Rama. The truth revels it in itself. The truth cannot travel in anywhere because there's no second truth. Therefore, the reality happens to be one. It has to revel in its own self. Therefore, the reality which revels in itself is meant by the word Ramaha. And our Rama is a personification of the truth. That's why we worship Rama. Om Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Ramachandraya Vedhase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Pataye Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Shri Sita Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Hanumat Sameta Shri Ramachandra Parabrahmane. Om. Om Vasudevendra Yogindram Natva Jnana Pradam Gurum Mumukshunam Hitarthaya Tatva Bodho Bhidhiyate. So we saw how from the sattvic aspects all five subtle elements originated first. Understood? There's reality, and which is implied by the term Brahma, and this Brahma reality is endowed with the power known as Maya, and this is Maya. Is Maya has three gunas, we saw that, and three gunas are nothing but three names given to the three powers, manifest powers. And from here, and from this Maya alone, first five subtle elements originated. And each subtle element consists of three powers. All sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha, all the three gunas of Maya are found and the part of all the elements also. And the sattvic aspect of the elements, we saw how the sattvic aspect of each element has become subtle sense power. And the sattvic aspect of all the subtle powers together form this antahkaranam, mind. We saw that much last class. So, we saw last class, Vayoho Sattvikamshat Twagindriyam Sambhotam Agnehe Sattvikamshat Chakshurindriyam Sambhotam Jalasya Sattvikamshat Rasanendriyam Sambhotam Prithivyaha Sattvikamshat Granendriyam Sambhotam. We learnt all that. Then, Yetesham Panchatattvanam Samashti Sattvikamshat Manobuddhyankara Chittantakaranani Sambhutani. We learned that last class. Sankalpa Vikalpatmaka Manaha Nishchayatmika Buddhihi Ahankarta Ahankaraha Chintanakartru Chittam. We all that understood that much last class. Now, we are going to see today. So, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha, are all different functional names attributed to one internal instrument of knowledge called Antahkaranam. You understand this now. Antahkaranam is a product. Antahkaranam also is a subtlest matter, because Antahkaranam is also mind, is a product of sattvic aspect of all five elements. The sattvic aspects of all five elements together constitute what? Antahkaranam, this mind. Tattva Bodha makes it very clear even here itself. How can we mistake the mind for Atma? Isn't it? Mind is inert matter. That is made very clear now itself. Why? Mind is, Antahkaranam is a product of sattvic aspect of all five elements together. Okay. Now, here the author wants to stop for a while. He wants to talk about the devatas. See now, Manaso Devata Chandramaha. No, Manaso Devata, Devata Chandramaha. See, Chandramaha is singular word only. The plural, because don't take it as plural. It's a Chandramaha, moon. See, the moon is the presiding deity of the Antahkaranam. We learned devatas. So here, Manaso Devata Chandramaha Buddhehe Brahma. Buddhehe Brahma. The presiding deity of intellect is what? Brahma. Brahma is a Hiranyagarbha. Then Ahankarasya Rudraha. The presiding deity of Ahankara is Rudraha. Chittasya Vasudevaha. The presiding deity of memory is Vasudeva. Chandramaha, Brahma, Rudraha, Vasudevaha. Please see, there are four devatas. You must remember, Devata is a title attributed to the totality of powers. If what is Vasudevaha? The total memory is given the name Vasudevaha. The totality ego is given the name Rudraha. The totality of intellect is given the name Brahma. The totality of mind is given the name Chandramaha. The individual mind is Manaha. Individual intellect is Buddhihi. Individual memory is Chittam. Individual ego is Ahankaraha. Ahankaraha Ahankarta. The total, if you take, it is not that only one on one, you alone don't have mind, intellect, everything. There are minds on, you know, the minds, there's so many minds, there's so many intellects, and so many memories also there. Memory is there in the part of every mind. Therefore, the totality is given the title as Devata. And here each Devata is given a name here. Look at it now. Manaso Devata Chandramaha. I'm reading, please read after me. Manaso Devata Chandramaha. Manasaha Devata Chandramaha. Buddhehe Devata Brahma. I'm adding the word Devata. Buddhehe Devata Brahma. Ahankarasya Devata Rudraha. See, I am now teaching Tattva Bodha again, keeping in mind that people who are studying with me must be able to teach also. I want to have thorough understanding, because without Tattva Bodha, no, nothing can be studied. So, buddhehe devata brahma. Ahankarasya devata rudraha. Chittasya devata vasudevaha. Now four in devatas are learning here only for the antahkarana. Chandramaha, Brahma, Rudraha, Vasudevaha. And here, say Chandramaha means moon. So the moon happens to be the presiding deity of the mind, emotional aspect of the antahkaranam. So whenever we feel confused, we are supposed to invoke the grace of moon. Purnima puja, supposed to worship, on full moon day, it's always worshipping Devi, worshipping Bhagavan, invoking the grace, doing japam, etc. is very good to take care of any mental illness. The people who are mentally sick they'll be more disturbed on full moon days, they say. Because it's a connection. Moon is all lunatic asylums, actually, they'd be very careful on those days. Full moon day, new moon day, etc. Because moon is the presiding deity. So to ward off any mental confusion, a dilemma, when it's too oscillating, then we are disturbed mentally, we must really invoke, in fact, to take care of the emotional aspect of the emotional quotient. We are supposed to worship moon. Worship on full moon days, or every day also you can worship, invoke the grace of the moon. So here, so Chandramaha, moon is the presiding deity of the mind especially. And buddhehe devata brahma. The mantra, the sentence doesn't have devata. I'm including the word devata. So brahma here is Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha is personified as four-headed in Puranas. And the power of Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha is personified as goddess of Saraswati. Learning. And in fact, the Brahma, Hiranyagarbha himself, Hiranyagarbha is actually symbolizes in what embodiment of all the Vedas. Therefore, the Hiranyagarbha in Puranas is personified as four-headed Brahma, symbolizing that each head stands for each Veda. Because Brahma himself, the whole of Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, is in the scripture revered as the embodiment of the Vedas. And here, the Devata presides, presiding over the intellect, the capacity to think is Brahma here. So, buddhehe devata brahma. So, the thinking capacity in all the intellects put together is what? Hiranyagarbha. Brahma, we say. But if we say Hiranyagarbha, it stands for the totality of everything, Ishvara also. But he understands Brahma, understand the word Brahma as Brahma itself. The next, ahankarasya rudraha. Ahankarasya devata rudraha. See, ahankaraha, aham bhavaha, ahankritihi. Means, seeing oneself as an individual, the individuality itself is ahankar. I am different from the world, rest of the world. This notion is expression of individuality. Therefore, the presiding deity of ahankara is a Rudraha. Rudraha, now because you are also learning Sri Rudram on Fridays, you know the meaning of the word Rudraha. So Rudraha is actually another name of, one of the names of the Shiva only. Shivaha. Why Lord, here it's called Rudraha. Why the Devata of Ahankara is Rudraha? Because this Ahankara somehow becomes the cause of destruction. Destruction in the sense, not absolute destruction, relative destruction. The relative destruction is possible because birth is possible, death is possible, changes are possible, even samsara is possible, all forms of misery is possible because of this ahankara only. Therefore, ahankara happens to be the cause of all human misery, happens to be the cause of with all forms of changes, which is always called relative destruction. Here, the devata which presides over this ahankara is given the name Rudraha. Rudraha. There's no specific reason, but just it is said. That's how it's explained. So if we want to take care of ahankara, if we don't want to be disturbed much by ahankara, we have to invoke the grace of Rudra only, Shiva. Finally, ahankara has to resolve for good in jnanam for us to enjoy the, even to moksha, which is already there. Finally, it has to be resolved. That's why the devata, presiding devata of ahankara is Rudraha. See, this ahankara is always resolves. Whenever ahankara is resolved, it is called deep sleep state. Therefore, that's why there's no ahankara, I aham vrittihi, I sense in deep sleep state. So when ahankara is not there in sleep, what happens? There's no dukkham. No sukham, no dukkham, no pain, no desires, no likes and dislikes, no other thoughts, no disturbance, nothing. So if ahankara rises, then it's called waking state, and along with the I sense come all other likes and dislikes, anger, other emotions, even mental disturbance, anything is possible only when ahankara is there. Ahankara is resolved, the entire mind, mental disturbance is resolved. Therefore, the presiding deity of ahankara is Rudraha. Because the Lord is looked upon as Rudra. When you look at the Lord as the one who is endowed with the capacity to destroy, Lord is invoked as Rudra. Lord is said to be, is looked upon as the one endowed with the capacity to resolve, is Shivaha. Therefore here, the Devata of Ahankara is Rudraha. Now, last one. Chittasya Devata Vasudevaha. Chittasya Devata Vasudevaha. Chittam, if you see, the word chittam is used to mean the mind. Antakaram, generally mind also we use the word chittam. Chitta Shuddhi we say. But here chittam specifically means the memory. அண்ட் சித்தஸ்ய தேவதா வாசுதேவா. So chittam as a memory is a storehouse of all experiences, our waking state experiences. And waking state means we have one who sustains everything. The waking state, the sustainer of life is the Lord looked upon as the sustainer of life is called Vishnu. Vasudeva. So the memory is possible because of the waking state experiences. Without the experience, memory is not possible. So for what enables memory is experiences. And the experiences are possible because of the Lord who Vishnu. Therefore, the devata of memory is Vasudevaha. So the Lord Shiva, otherwise known as Rudraha, is said to be the Lord, the one in whom everything resolves. Therefore, Lord Shiva as Rudra Devata is said to be the presiding deity of Ahankara. And the Lord Vishnu, the one who protects, sustainer of everything, is said to be the presiding deity of, as Vasudevaha is said to be the presiding deity of Chittam, memory. Now we have to see, Antahkaranam itself has four different functional names as Manaha, Buddhihi, Chittam, Ahankaraha, and for each faculty of Antahkaranam, we have corresponding Devata. மனசக தேவதா சந்திரமாக புத்தேகே தேவதா பிரம்மா சித்தஸ்ய அகங்காரஸ்ய தேவதா ருத்ரா சித்தஸ்ய தேவதா வாசுதேவா. ஓகே, நவ் ஆஃப்டர் ஹேவிங் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் தி சட்டில் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் சாத்விக் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆஃப் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் Antahkaranam and Devatas. Now, the textbook, the author here is going to move on to the next Gunaha. So, each element has all three Gunas. What happened Sattva Guna of the elements we have understood? What about the Rajo Guna of the elements? That we are going to see in the next. Now, what is, how other powers evolve from rajasic aspect of elements? We will see here. Read the next sentence of the textbook. Ye tesham. If anybody has number, you can mention the number. So other people who are following can know the number. People who have joined recently, so they may know the number, correct number.
298.
Okay. Number 53. Pardon?
Number 53.
Oh, in the new book is 298.
Okay. ஏதேஷாம் பஞ்ச தத்வானாம் மத்யே. I'm repeating. Please, all of you, read after me and see that you know thoroughly every sentence. ஏதேஷாம் பஞ்ச தத்வானாம் மத்யே. ஏதேஷாம் பஞ்ச தத்வானாம் மத்யே. ஆகாஷஸ்ய ராஜச அம்சாத் ஏதேஷாம் பஞ்சதத்வானாம் மத்யே. ஆகாஷஸ்ய ராஜச அம்சாத் வாகிந்திரியம் சம்போதம். Look at this now. Yetesham panchatattvana madhye. Of these five subtle principles. Of these five subtle principles, in terms of five subtle elements, akashasya rajasa amshat. From the rajasic aspect of the space. See, panchami vibhakti, rajasa amshat. From the rajasic aspect of rajasa amshat, rajasic aspect of the space, vagindriyam sambhotam. Vagindriyam. See, vak, your vak is a speech. Vak means speech. And indriyam, the power of speech. Vagindriyam, here the power of speech. The physical part is different. In the physical part, now we have vocal cords, not physical parts. But here, there's a power of speech, is an imperceptible, subtle power of speech. The power of speech is a power of organ of action. So, vagindriyam, the power of speech, sambhutam, has come into existence or originated. So, power of speech, known by the term vagindriyam, has originated from the rajasic aspect of the subtle element space. That is why when you are speaking, there must be space. If a ball or something is put into your mouth and pushed, and there's no space, means word, sound cannot come out of the mouth. The sound has to come out of the mouth, there must be cavity, there must be space. You must open your mouth and speak. Keeping the mouth closed, no space is let, means then speech cannot come out. That's why akashasya rajasa amshat. So power of speech, the power of organ of speech, subtle power, imperceptible power, has originated from the rajasic aspect of space. Next, vayoho rajasa amshat. Vayoho rajasa amshat panindriyam sambhotam. Vayoho rajasa amshat rajasamshat rajasamshat panindriyam sambhotam. I'll let me read it, whole thing. Vannehe. Vahnehe is there, he is silent. Vannehe rajasamshat rajasa amshat rajasamshat pada indriyam padendriyam sambhotam. Sandhi will be very helpful for you to understand these sentences now. Knowledge of Sandhi will be very helpful. Vannehe rajasamshat padendriyam sambhotam. Vannehe rajasamshat padendriyam sambhotam. Next sentence. Jalasya rajasamshat. Jalasya rajasamshat upasthendriyam sambhotam. Jalasya rajasamshat upasthendriyam sambhotam. Jalasya rajasa amshat rajasamshat upastha indriyam upasthendriyam sambhotam. last sentence, you know, before that one, prithivya, prithivyaha, visarga is dropped because visarga following long vowel, long akara gets dropped. So prithivyaha rajasam shapt gudendriyam sambhutam. Prithivyaha rajasam shapt gudendriyam sambhutam. Yete sham samashti rajasam shapt pancha pranaha sambhutaha. Yetesham samashti rajasam shat. Yetesham samashti rajasam shat pancha pranaha sambhutaha. Now we'll see. So the power of organ of speech has originated from the rajasic aspect of space. Fine. Now vayuhu, see akashasya, shashti vibhakti, vayoho, shashti vibhakti again, vayuhu, vayoho. So vayoho, rajasamshat, pani indriyam. See pani, plus indriyam, pani indriyam, savarna dirgha sandhi. Okay, pani plus indriyam, pani indriyam. So indriyam, pani means hand. Pani actually means hand. And then the physical pani you can see, physical hand you can see very well here. But there is a power because of which they were able to move these hands. The hands are capable of functioning, acting because of the power within obtaining in these hands. So power obtaining in the hand is a pani indriyam. In both the hands we have this power. So panau vidyamanam indriyam, pani indriyam, compound word is this. So pani indriyam, pani indriyam, the power in hands, pani indriyam. Then vannehe rajasamshat pada indriyam sambhutam. Vannehi is again another word for agnihi, fire. So the rajasic aspect of air alone has become the power in your hands. So the power in your hands, I mean, amazing. You think about it. You have both hands. In both the hands, the person who is in coma, how his hands are lying there. You know, the power is not, you can't see the power. So the power in hands is imperceptible power. The fingers are perceptible, hand is perceptible. The power in your fingers and hand actually is what? This is the actually pani. And power in your hand is imperceptible. That imperceptible power obtaining in both the hands, because of which your movement of hands is possible. Any activity is possible, physical activity you do with hands is possible because of this power, and that power is a product of rajasic aspect of air element. Vayoho rajasam shat pani indriyam sambhutam. Next is pada indriyam. Padayoho indriyam. You see again the physical, your feet, both feet are physical, feet you can see through physical eyes. The dead body also has feet. the dead body is lying down. The dead body, we see 2 feet. You know, both the feet are there for the dead body also. But what is missing in dead body? There's no indriyam. Dead body, physical feet are there. But pada indriyam is not there in the dead body. Therefore, pada indriyam, padendriyam, the subtle power, imperceptible power. The physical feet are perceptible. Subtle power obtaining in both the feet, pada indriyam is actually product of the rajasic aspect of vannihi, fire. Vannehe rajasa amshat pada indriyam sambhutam. Now, similarly, jalasya rajasa amshat. Jalasya rajasa amshat. So the water also has what? Rajasic aspect. The rajasic aspect of the subtle element water has come into existence. Another subtle power. The power obtaining in genitals is also said to be the power in anus, the anus. So in fact, the power obtaining in genitals, the anus, they say 2 ways of saying it, is actually the product of rajasic aspect of subtle water element. The next, from the rajasic aspect of upastha indriyam, jalasya rajasa amshat upastha indriyam sambhutam. Okay, then prithivyaha rajasa amshat guda indriyam sambhutam. Guda indriyam, gudendriyam. So this power of excretory organ. See, gudam is excretory organ. So this, from the rajasic aspect of the earth element, this guda indriyam has come into existence. So the power of anus has come into existence from this rajasic aspect of earth. So what we understand, all these 5 subtle powers, because of the presence of which the physical activities are possible, are called karma indriyani. The power in hands, power in feet, both the feet, the power of organ of speech, the power, excretory organ and reproductory, power obtaining in reproductory organ, power obtaining in excretory organ, all these 5 subtle powers, because of their presence alone, physical body can be active and alive. If dead body, these 5 powers have left, that's why dead body cannot be functional. Now, the rajasic aspect of all the 5 elements together, how the sattvic aspect of all 5 elements together form the antahkaranam, and here rajasic aspect of all 5 elements alone become 5 physiological functions. ஏதேஷாம் சமஷ்டி ராஜசாம்சாத் பஞ்ச பிராணாக சம்பூதாக. The last sentence, ஏதேஷாம் சமஷ்டி, ஏதேஷாம் சமஷ்டி ராஜச அம்சாத், ஏதேஷாம் சமஷ்டி ராஜச அம்சாத் மீன்ஸ் பஞ்ச பிராணாக சம்பூதாக. The five physiological functions, five physiological functions governed by five, the pranas, the one prana governing five functions, given five different names. Those five pranas, actually the functions are possible because of the rajasic aspect of all five subtle elements. So rajasic aspect alone enables the five functions in the physical body, within which happen within the physical body. So rajasic aspect of five elements, samashti rajasamsha. So all sattvic, rajasic aspect of all five elements together contribute for five internal, subtle, imperceptible, physiological functions constantly happening in physical body, within the physical body. Okay. Now we move on to the next. What is next now? We have understood what happens to Sattvaguna, we understood. So remember, Maya has three gunas. From Maya originated five elements, and all elements have three gunas, and sattvic aspect alone has become sense powers and antahkarana. Rajasic aspects have become five powers of organs of actions and physiological functions. Now what is left behind? Only tamas. Tamo guna is left there. Therefore tamas will check now. What happens to tamas? So tamas also has to be used. All the three gunas of all the elements are you. How they contribute for all the powers here. See next sentence now. Yetesham. I'm sure you're all following the book. You have book in front of you, or the textbook, and you are following sentences. Yetesham. Yetesham. பஞ்சதத்வானாம், ஏதேஷாம் பஞ்சதத்வானாம் தாமஸ அம்சாத், ஏதேஷாம் பஞ்சதத்வானாம் தாமஸ அம்சாத் தாமசாம்சாத் பஞ்சீகிருத பஞ்சதத்வானி பவந்தி, ஏதேஷாம் பஞ்சதத்வானாம் தாமசாம்சாத் பஞ்சீகிருத பஞ்சதத்வானி பவந்தி. See, important lesson. Until now, from tattva and rajas, they just directly contribute for creation of subtle powers. The entire sukshma shariram now. Entire sukshma shariram, subtle body, all subtle aspects which indwell the gross body are products of sattvic rajasic aspects of subtle elements. But now the gross elements themselves, if you see the gross space, gross air, gross fire, gross earth, we have gross elements. Even these gross elements actually have originated from the tamasic aspects of the subtle elements. Gross elements have originated from the tamasic aspect, combination of tamasic aspects of the subtle elements. That is what is said here first. panchikrita. Please read the first sentence. Panchikrita panchatattvani bhavanti. Bhavanti happen. Come into existence. Originate. Kim kani bhavanti tattvani. Five principles. Panchatattvani. Five principles come into existence. What are they? Five elements. Five gross elements. Panchikrita means grossified. Panchikrita means grossified five principles in terms of five gross elements originate. Panchikrita panchatattvani means grossified five principles in terms of five gross elements originate from tamasa amshat, originate from the tamasic aspect of five subtle elements. You have to remember here, we have five subtle elements, we have five gross elements. And five gross elements have originated from the tamasic aspect of five subtle elements. This is very important to understand, remember this fact. So, yetesham panchatattvanam tamasa amshat panchikrita panchatattvani bhavanti. Next. Panchikaranam katham iti chet. The question is asked. Oh, panchikaranam katham. The author gives the answer. First he says, the five principles in terms of five gross elements have originated from the tamasic aspect of five elements. And he doesn't say gross elements, he just says grossified elements. Five principles in terms of five grossified elements have originated from tamasic aspect of subtle elements. So the answer, the question is coming. Panchikaranam katham, how does grossification happen? Panchikaranam means grossification. Panchikaranam katham, how does grossification happen? Iti, if asked. Iti, chet means if asked. How does grossification happen? Then the answer is like this. What is the answer? Read the following sentence. Yetesham panchamahabhutanam. Yetesham panchamahabhutanam tamasa amsha swarupam. Tamasamsha swarupam ekam ekam bhutam dvidha vibhajya. Dvidha vibhajya ekam ekam ardham prithak tushnim vyavasthapya aparam aparam ardham chaturdha vibhajya sva ardham anyeshu ardheshu sva bhaga chatushtaya samyojanam karyam tada panchikaranam bhavati. Don't worry, I'll explain everything again. What he says here, how does grossification take place? What is grossification? He says, yetesham panchamahabhutanam tamasa amsha swarupam. Now you have to remember, all these five subtle elements have their own tamasic aspect also. he says, Tamasamsha Swarupam Yekamekam Bhotam Dvidha Vibhajya. Step one. What first step one? The tamasic aspect of each element becomes divided into two portions. The tamasic aspect of each subtle element gets divided into two portions. So tamasic aspect of space, tamasic aspect of air, tamasic aspect of fire, water, earth, each tamasic aspect gets divided into two portions. Then what happens after division? Now each element, subtle element, has two portions of its own tamasic aspect. One portion of tamasic aspect, of the two portions of tamasic aspects of each element, one portion remains as it is. One portion of tamasic aspect remains as it is. What he says, ekam ek, listen to him now, ekam ekam bhutam dvidha vibhajya. Ekam ekam bhutam dvidha vibhajya means tamasic aspect of each element becoming two. Okay, dvidha vibhajya, dividing into two. Then ekam ekam ardham prithak tushnim yavasthapya. Ekam ekam ardham means one half of the two. Okay, the two portions are there of tamasic aspect of each element. One portion of the tamasic aspect, which means half portion of the tamasic aspect of each element, remains silent. Remains silent, but with remains is kept aside. Prithak tushnim yavasthapya. Aparam aparam ardham. Okay, one half of the tamasic aspect remains as it is. Aparam aparam ardham. The next half portion of the tamasic aspect of each element, chaturdha vibhajya, gets divided into four quarters. So one half of the tamasic aspect of subtle elements remains as it is. The next half of the tamasic aspect of subtle element gets divided into four portions. So now we have 1/8. Then chaturdha vibhajya sva ardham anyeshu ardheshu. Sva ardham anyeshu ardheshu. Sva bhaga chatushtaya samyojanam. What happened now? This one half of tamasic aspect gets divided into four portions, and of the four portions, each portion joins the other tamasic, other elements. So 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of space joins the air, fire. Okay, one aspect of the 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of space joins this air. 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of space joins the fire. 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of space joins the earth. And 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of the space joins the water. Like that, 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of all the elements join all other elements. is called what? Sva ardham anyeshu ardeshu swabhaga chatushtaya samyojanam. Swabhaga chatushtaya samyojanam means 1/8 of each tamasic aspect of each element joins the tamasic aspect of other elements. That be what happens now? Each element has, now gross space has half of tamasic aspect of its own, 1/8 of tamasic aspect of fire, 1/8 of tamasic aspect of air, 1/8 of tamasic aspect of water, 1/8 of tamasic aspect of earth also. This is about gross space. So gross space means half of tamasic aspect of its own, then 1/8 of tamasic aspect of other four elements. Gross air means half of its own tamasic aspect, then 1/8 of tamasic aspect of other four elements. Like this, this what is grassification. This is how grassification happen. Tada panchikaranam bhavati. Is it clear? Very clear? Okay. Really, it's a spoon feeding, isn't it? Very, very slow class. So now you can differentiate what is subtle element is no more now. All sattvic aspect of subtle elements have become sense powers and mind. Ajasic aspect of subtle elements have become physiological functions and powers of organs of actions. Now tamasic aspect alone is there and becomes divided into half, and one half gets divided into four again. Therefore, each gross element is nothing but half of tamasic aspect of its own and 1/8 of tamasic aspect of other elements. For what? You know, gross elements. Each gross element has what? You know, gross space has half of the tamasic aspect of its own and 1/8 of tamasic aspect of other elements also. Okay. Tada panchikaranam bhavati. This is how then grassification happens. Now, why should we know grassification? Because our physical body is a product of gross elements. That is why we should know what is a gross element. How does grassification take place? Now, we'll need to see the next sentence now. Yetebhyaha panchikrita pancha mahabhotebhyaha. Yetebhyaha panchikrita pancha mahabhotebhyaha sthula shariram bhavati. Now from these, etesham panchikrita pancha mahabhutebhyaha, from these five gross elements, grossified elements, from these five gross elements which have been grossified from the tamasic aspect of subtle elements, physical body originates, physical body comes into existence. Yetesham, okay, yetebhyaha. Yetebhyaha means from these five grossified elements, panchikrita panchamahabhutebhyaha, from these five grossified elements, sthula shariram bhavati, gross body originates, gross body comes into existence. So gross physical body is a nothing but product of gross elements. See, so made very clear. Gross physical body is matter because it's product of grossified elements. Now, evam pinda brahmandayoho aikyam sambhutam. Evam pinda brahmandayoho aikyam sambhutam. What he wants to say, in this manner, there is a aikyam sambhutam. Oneness has happened. Oneness of what? Oneness of pinda and brahmanda. Our individual body maintenance complex is called pindandam. Pinda means a fraction and brahmanda means total. There's aikya means whatever is there in the universe. In the entire universe is five elemental model. So whatever is there in the gross universe is there in the gross body. Whatever is there in the gross body is there in the gross universe. Whatever you find in subtle aspects, the same subtle aspects are found in subtle universe also. So whatever is found, brahmanda pindandayoho aikyam sambhutam. Brahmanda pindandayoho aikyam sambhutam. You know, brahmanda pindandayoho aikyam sambhutam means there's oneness. It means there's nothing which is specially there in the world, which is not there on the part of an individual. Physically, materially, whatever is there on the part of an every individual is found on the part of the universe also. Exactly. The subtle aspects, the gross aspect, sattvaguna, rajoguna, tamoguna, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects are of the elements are all here in whatever is found on the part of an individual is found on the part of the total also. So it is said here, evam pinda brahmandayoho aikyam. Pinda brahmandayoho aikyam sambhutam. So swadharma, so swa ardham anyeshu ardeshu swabhaga chatushtayam yojanam karyam. Means what now? Each and every on each of the four parts of each every element is equally distributed, shared with other four elements. Therefore, pinda brahmandayoho aikyam is one word that is pindanda brahmandayoho aikyam means every individual body mind sense complex consists of five elements. So also the entire objective, the cosmos, the rest of the universe also consists only of five elements. Therefore, the whole cosmos, the entire universe, inclusive of all the individual body, mind, and complexes, is nothing but five elemental model universe. Okay, this is the way we're supposed to understand how every individual being is part of the entire cosmological order. Every individual being is part of the entire cosmological order. And here, the entire universe is also known by another term. You know what, why universe is called Jagat? It becomes manifest and becomes unmanifest continuously. Therefore, it is called Jagat. Jayate Gachati Iti Jagat. And Lokyate Iti Lokaha. It is available for objectification. Therefore, it is called Lokaha. It is also called Prapanchaha. The universe is called Prapanchaha. Because it is nothing but it is a five elemental model. Therefore, it is called Prapanchaha. Everything in the universe can be reduced to five elements. Therefore, it's called Prapanchaha. And here, the author concludes, here, the Samashti Vicharaha. Samashti Vicharaha gets over with this line. So, enquiry into nature of the universe is over. Analysis of the total is over. Samashti Vicharaha is over. Okay. Now, Vyashti Samashti Vicharaha is over. Now, how can we say that Aikyam, where they are one, we have to see how they are one. So, the fourth important topic is what? Sattvabodha is how essentially Vyashtihi and Samashtihi are one. We have to see. So, Vyashti, Samashti, Swarupa, Aikyam. Oneness of the essential nature of the individual and the total has to be arrived at. That has to be understood. That is going to begin. That is the next topic which is going to come. How it is begin? We have, if what is that which really, it is essentially one. Of the essential, only essential oneness of the individual total has arrived at, for which the vichara has yet to continue. The enquiry has yet to continue. So the teacher continues here. Sattvabodha teacher continues here. Let us see the next sentence now. Sthula sharira abhimani. I'm going to just read and stop it. We'll continue next class. Sthula sharira abhimani. Jivanamakam. Brahma pratibimbam bhavati. Sthula sharira abhimani. Sthula sharira abhimani jivanamakam brahma pratibimbam bhavati. Sthula sharira abhimani jivanamakam brahma pratibimbam bhavati. This is the portion we all have to carefully understand. What we understood until now, the whole lesson, the most important lesson is the first topic, the qualifications. And the second and third topics are very simple topics. Now the fourth topic is the subtle topic. This is where we are going to understand the swarupam of an individual first. Swarupam of the total later on. Then we will see how the swarupam of the individual and the total is one and the same. See, when first we have this analysis of the individual and analysis of the total, finally the author said, Brahman, this Pinda Brahmandayoho Aikyam, he said, physically the world and the individual are one and the same. Materially, subtly, grossly, the world and the individual are not the same. Everything here is nothing but five elements. Everything is reduced to five elements. But it's only matter. Materially, also one. Materially, also one only. Now, spiritually, also one. Where do we have to see? Spiritual oneness we have to see. Material oneness we have understood. Spiritual oneness we have to understand. Even materially also we are not different. Materially one, spiritual oneness we have to arrive at. So he introduces the jiva. I think we need a lot of time. We will discuss properly in the next class. So, the next class will be fresh class, the first topic. Any questions here?
Just a question. So what we've been studying here seems to show us that what we think of as ourselves is just simply a part of the whole jagat. It's just part of the whole thing, all the things we call ourselves, and therefore those then become an object to us. So that brings us back to understanding perhaps that all these, the thoughts, the feelings, the body, all these elements, it's just part of the creation, and it's not a thing that is myself. That seems to be, you were explaining that was the purpose of this study, perhaps.
Yeah. See, yes. Before even we go to the spiritual understanding of the spiritual oneness, even at the material level, even the physical level, subtle level, mental level, we already see it's another way of seeing it. We're already seeing how there is no individual, actually speaking, there's no absolute individuality, isn't it? Absolutely, what is material also, we are non-separate from the total.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Materially also, everything is the same.
Yeah.
Everything is reduced to five elements. A living thing, a non-living thing. Living being, non-living being, non-living thing. Anything, everything is reduced to just elements.
Mm.
Everything is just elements here, elemental universe. One thing is, in keeping with the subtleness, the what is differentiated is the sattvic aspect, tamasic aspect, rajasic aspect, how of the whole subtle body, I mean all subtle aspects are only sattvic aspects alone are involved in the instruments of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Rajasic aspects are involved in the instruments of functions, actions. Karmendriyani pancha pranaha, five physiological functions, five subtle powers of organs of actions, all the 10 are products of rajasic aspects of subtle elements. And the sense powers and antahkaranam are all products of sattvic aspects of elements. And the tamasic aspect alone becomes divided into two halves. And one half of tamasic aspect of the two portions again get divided into four. Then that way, and the 1/8 joins the other four elements. This is how the grass elements come into existence. This is how the grassification takes place. And from this grassified elements alone, the physical body has come into existence. In fact, in Upanishads, we've seen later on how from the grass, earth, the plants come in. So plants are what? Plants are all grass only. Plants are grass elemental products. Our food is grass elemental products. The physical body is grass elemental product. Even the grass, we have much subtler, subtlest knowledge about even the physical, grass physical body. Isn't it?
Yes.
So, it's all about the grass only. And here, spiritual oneness has to be understood. Because this matter is by itself is mithya. The elements are mithya, elementals are mithya. Why mithya? The inert material product, none of these material products has independent existence of its own. It can never shine by itself. None of these material products can ever have the status of being existent independently by itself. It is as good as non-existent. So what is that which is present? Because of the presence of which these material products, the elements and the elementals, the entire universe, including all the individual body, mind and complexes, enjoys the status of being existent, shines. What is that which enables it? That is something distinct from this matter. That is also essentially one. And the spiritual oneness, material oneness we understood. Material non-separate we understood now. Even here, where is that I? Even the understanding of this fact at the material level also should help us see ego, ahankara is meaningless, isn't it? Graduate help us. So we'll see how spiritually we are one. That is what is understanding the essential oneness of the essential nature of the entire physical cosmos. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.